You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hell, I suck at dating. With Dean Ungler and Jared Haven, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, welcome to an all-new episode of Help, I Suck at Dating. Jared here. Dean may actually join us for the podcast. It's up in the air. He is alive. I can confirm that. That's very exciting. He's been off the grid for a little while in Pakistan, which has been a little nerve-wracking because Pakistan, like the day after Dean went off the grid while backpacking through Pakistan, I heard on the news that they were getting unprecedented floods. It's like, of course. But he is alive. He may join us depending on his Wi-Fi signal. But we have a very special guest on the line from Miami, I believe, if she still lives there. You know her from the Bachelor franchise, maybe from her tears in the Bachelor franchise. It is Nicole Lopez Alvar. Nicole, how the hell are you?
Hey, Jared. Yes, I'm in Miami. I'm doing great. I can't complain at all. It's like literally beautiful. I'm looking at the ocean as we're talking. So yeah. That's kind of nice.
Yeah, that's not too bad at all. So remind us, what Bachelor season were you on? I want to say Peter's.
No, I'm actually on the now infamous, iconic Colton's season of The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm. Right. I know. Colton season. Because I remember you more from Paradise than from Colton season.
Yeah.
Because when you were, you were on Colton season, which is now infamous because obviously Colton has now come out as gay. And you were then on Paradise, and you were on the same season of Paradise as Dean was, correct?
Yes. So I saw that whole love story unfold, and it was all dramatic, and I had a feeling like they would last, but they really have made it. Like, they've totally proven that they were meant to be.
So let me ask you, when you saw Dean come back for Kaylin, did you think Kaylin's definitely going for Dean, or did you think there was a chance she would tell him no?
No, I thought yes, because she's like a hopeless romantic, and they were so clingy, and just like their chemistry was insane. They were always on top of each other in the pool and stuff, so I just had a feeling.
It was like his version of Richard Gere at the end of Pretty Woman, when Richard Gere's on the outside of the limo screaming, Vivian! And she's on top of some sort of apartment stairwell. And so when you were on Paradise, I remember you crying a lot. My wife Ashley was also a little bit of a crier, still is. So my question, do you showcase your emotions a lot still?
I do, but it's so funny. Before I even like applied to be on The Bachelor, of course I was watching The Bachelor and I saw your wife Ashley, and like, of course I was related to her because I was sensitive, like sentimental when it comes to just thinking about memories of an old dog. I could start crying like right now. But I mean, aww. I'm not a crier. As my friends know, I actually haven't cried that much consecutively since I filmed that first season of Bachelor. And I actually didn't cry at all on Paradise, which is interesting. Like, so I was more
really?
Of a, yeah, it was,
that was
I
all
think
on
it was
Colton season?
Yes, mostly. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So did you find Colton season or Paradise more emotionally taxing?
Oh my God, the first Colton season, 100%. You can't compare for me. It's like night and day.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember you were in a little bit of a thing with Clay, correct?
Yes, but that was fun. I was like loving life on Paradise. Like I felt like I was with my best friends, Tayshia. Like we were all dating at the same time. I don't know. That felt like really fun. And even up until the end with Clay, I feel like we were vibing and I felt really comfortable with the producers. And at that point I got it, you know, but on The Bachelor, I was like, I didn't prepare for The Bachelor. I didn't buy new clothes. I didn't tan. I just went from work, quit my job, flew on a plane, did not prepare like at all.
No gym tan laundry for you before you went
exactly.
on The
Bachelor? Exactly. No. Like I literally, when I look back, I was wearing like the worst outfits in the beginning. I didn't understand like I should probably wear the nice ones in case I get kicked off.
Oh, I did the exact same thing. I bought suits from Express, I think, when I went on the show. And I didn't buy any new shorts or pants or shoes or shirts or anything like that. And of course, when I was in the mansion and I see guys like Ben Higgins or Sean Booth or Nick Viall, and they're all just dressed to the nines and they just look so cool 24/7. I remember one time Sean Booth walked out and he had like gray sweatpants on and a hoodie and he just looked awesome. He just like looked like a cool guy. And I'm like, dude, I am a fucking mess. Like this, there's no shot. I feel like a disgusting human being. Anywho, so I totally relate to you. Now, we did just have someone pop into the Zoom, and I want to see if they are there or not. So if this guest, this special guest of the Help I Suck at Dating podcast is here, please state your name. Well, damn it, he's not here. Well, that was Dean, ladies and gentlemen. He popped into the Zoom. He's alive. He's definitely alive. He's not with us on the podcast yet. So, Dean, if you hear us, just, you know, start talking whenever. You can interrupt us both, obviously. But, sorry, we were talking about Bachelorette, how you're not prepared yet. Yeah, totally same thing. Like, I didn't know. I think that's one of the reasons why the show works so well, because so many of us go into this experience and we have no prior, no prior experience with any reality TV or being on camera. So we're all pretty naive. And then we go into this weird ass experiment and we just start losing our minds.
Exactly. And I think that's what people saw. Like when I was crying, I just wasn't holding back. I was just being so real at the moment. And I think that's why later on, like my audience ended up understanding me more and like, I was just being myself. Totally.
That's what Ashley always says too. I mean, she legitimately does cry all the time. There are moments when we have tough conversations, you know, we have to have adult conversations and she'll start crying and it's like, oh shit. Because I get annoyed because I can't have the conversation if she's crying. Mm-hmm. Because once she starts crying, I shut down. I feel too guilty. I don't want to make her cry, but then she'll tell me, "No, let's keep talking." You know, this is just, this is who I am. I react this way. I can't help it.
Yes.
And then I say, well, I can't help me shutting down when I see you crying because I feel so bad because I made you cry. So then we really just get nothing accomplished.
Well, that's funny. That reminds me of me and my boyfriend, actually, because I'm definitely the crier. Like, I'm really fine up until a moment. He'll just see me tear up and he's like, Nicole, like, why are you crying? Like, he has to go through that. I'm like, I'm not. I'm always like, I'm not. Ignore this. This allergies. Like, totally. Please ignore it.
Yeah, seriously. Something flew in my eye. So, yes, you do have a boyfriend now, which is very exciting. I saw that on the old gram.
Yes, and congrats on your new son and marriage. And, like, wow. Just congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Cute. I appreciate it. Dawson is probably awake right now. He was sleeping, but it's amazing how you have kids and they're the best thing that happens to you and also the worst thing that happens to you. And the reason I say the worst is because you just don't sleep anymore. We don't sleep anymore. He's been having trouble throughout the night and he needs constant attention and, you know, he just sucks the energy out of us. But man, he's also the best thing ever. And I love that kid so much. And even just holding him, you know, he's like the embodiment of innocence. And, it's pretty cool being around that a lot. And it's actually really great for our families as well, because it really, it just brings a different vibe that wasn't there before. Thank you very much. So how did you, so you are dating now after the show. How long and your boyfriend been together?
Now almost 3 years. So pretty much like a couple months after wrapping up Paradise, I did the whole, I was just dating around in Miami being, I was really happy being single after Paradise because I felt like that was, it took a lot out of me dating Clay. And I kind of was ready to do the single thing. I had this newfound fame for a little bit in Miami. Yeah. I wanted to like go ahead, but then I ended up on Hinge kind of because of my mom. She was like, Nicole, I'm a little bit concerned. Like, I don't know, like, you're kind of hanging around just a bunch of girls. Like, maybe you should be on the app. And I was like, eh. And then I just gave it a shot. Like, it's actually a really funny story how I met my boyfriend on Hinge that I could tell like a little bit later. But
I want to hear it right now. Let's get into it. Yeah.
So as a joke, my mom, well, because of my mom, she was like, I think you're doing it wrong. And I go, no, I'm doing it right. So I just downloaded the app. I told myself I'm only going to give it like 1 week, 2 weeks. Like, in that, I think that's like the key to being successful on the app is just like giving yourself a timeline and going really hard on it. Like, don't look at it once a month. You know, some people, they go on it once a month. Like, obviously nothing's going to happen. You know,
totally. If you don't put any effort into it, nothing's going to ever happen from it.
Yeah. So as a joke, I go, you know what? I'm going to be the bachelorette. I'm not even sure if Adam, my boyfriend, knows about this. Totally. I've never really told him this whole story.
He's about to find out.
Yeah, seriously. So I decided to plan a date every single day of the week. Like Monday through Friday, I planned with a different guy.
Do you ever get exhausted?
No, but it was just like I had events that week anyways. And I was already going to be dressed up. So I was like, I'll meet a guy on Monday, the dentist on Tuesday, the lawyer on Wednesday. And I was like, let's see.
Damn. So you had dates lined up with dentists, I'm not even joking. Lawyers.
Yeah.
I mean, damn, you were firing
future doctor.
All.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's absolutely awesome. So what I feel like if I did that, if I had a date Monday through Friday that is scheduled by Wednesday, I'd be like, I'm over it. Never mind. This is a terrible idea.
But that actually happened. He was Wednesday. And then I met him. I liked him so much. I kind of like felt that connection. By Thursday, I showed up for this other date and I literally just left after 30 minutes with this random guy. Cause I was like, you know what? Like, I had a feeling I liked Adam already from Wednesday. So my experiment was over pretty much.
So you guys matched on Hinge. Who reached out to who first?
I guess on Hinge, it's like mutual. Like we both have to like each other. And then he reached out first and I actually ignored it. Cause at that point it was before I set up to take it seriously. I kind of had just downloaded it.
Yep.
And yeah, he reached out first. And then I guess in his mind, I was ghosting him. Like I wasn't answering. And 2 weeks later, he goes, damn girl, really? Like he had messaged me again, like, damn, no response. And then like a week later, he goes, you know what? Here's my number. Like he like sent me all these messages. And then
wait a minute. You ghosted him twice and you've been dating 3 years since?
Yes, wait, you see, you never know. Like sometimes it doesn't have to be smooth. Like you never really know. And he caught my attention on the app because he kind of had attitude. He was like, damn, girl, you crazy. You ignoring me? All right, then. See you later. I don't know. He gave me attitude, but he also left his number. And I was like, this is a bold move. He gave me attitude. Like out of all the other missed messages I had, his stood out. Because I was like, who the hell is this guy? Like, who does he think he is?
I'm sure a lot of guys were pretty intimidated, too, because you were just coming off Paradise. So you're, pretty well known. And I'm sure it's intimidating to reach out to, a celebrity girl on Hinge. So not only did Adam reach out twice, but gave you attitude and dropped his phone number.
Yes.
Damn.
So then I texted him. Like literally, this was like 3 weeks in the making. Like I ignored all his messages. 3 weeks later, I go, hey, it's that girl who like ghosted you on Hinge. And that was it. Like the banter just started. And boom.
Did he take some time to respond or did he respond immediately? Did he give it back to you a little bit?
No, actually, no. He's like, because he's a little bit older, so he's over the games. So literally 5 minutes later, he goes, wow, haha. Like, can't believe that worked. That was his response. Like, damn, that actually worked.
So what was your first date after that?
We just met up at a restaurant, like some Asian restaurant in Miami, Japanese. And it was very like basic, but it was after an event. And I honestly had no hopes, like, As you know, he was my Wednesday.
Wednesday
date. Yeah, he was Wednesday. And then that was it. Like, it was kind of that connection of like just giddy, like laughing. You know, you just can't stop like giggling or just like feeling like there's something there. And then I normally never kiss anyone on the first date because I'm always kind of like turned off or, it's not really there. But on this date, he asked, like, oh, like, can I kiss you? Blah, blah, blah. And then, yeah.
Oh, he asked?
Yeah, he actually asked, which I thought was cute. Very old school the whole day. And he walked me to my car. And yeah.
Wow. What a good, a good guy.
Very now, good guy.
So I did not kiss. I mean, Ashley's obviously different because of Paradise, but yeah. My ex-girlfriend, we did not kiss on the first day. I remember I did not kiss her and I was pissed at myself because, man, I suck. I'm such a baby. Why didn't I just kiss her? And so we were walking, and then the next day we were walking. I was walking her to her door, and it was that awkward walk where you're taking your time because, as the guy, like, I'm supposed to make the move and I'm trying to muster up the courage. So I'm just procrastinating and trying to push off the inevitable, which is at some point I got to make a move, which is so ridiculous because I knew she wanted to kiss me. It's amazing how, as a guy, you can go out with a girl. And, like, I knew she wanted to kiss me. I knew it in my gut. I was like, she's also hesitating. You know, she's also walking slowly with me. It's not like she's rushing into the door. So she's kind of lingering. I'm like, okay, she wants me to make the move. Now I just have to make the move. But yet, I am still unable to make the move. So I had a really bad line. It is an art. And I had a really bad line. I said, subconsciously, I found out that it was from Wedding Crashers later on. And I don't remember in the moment. This is how much of a movie brain I have, that I didn't even know I was saying a movie quote in the moment. But I said, oh, I can't believe I said this. But I said, guy takes girl on date. Guy walks girl to the door. Would it be too much of a cliche if I kissed you right now? And she said no. And then we kissed. And it was really great. But fast forward, like, we dated for almost 4 years. So fast forward, like, two years into the relationship, we're watching Wedding Crashers.
Yes.
I'm not thinking anything of it. And there's a scene at the end where Owen Wilson, he crashes Vince Vaughn's wedding, or he doesn't crash, but he goes. And then he walks up to Rachel McAdams and he said, would it be too much of a cliche if I kissed you right now? And my ex-girlfriend just turned to me and was like, did you steal that line from Wedding Crashers? I said, I don't think so. I swear to God, that was unintentional, which it really was. I'm not sure if she believed me at the moment, but that was my line.
In all those 4 years, that never had happened. Like, never.
No, it was like 2 years. It was like 2 years into a relationship where we were just watching Wedding Crashers. I hadn't seen it in years.
It's so funny.
And then all of a sudden that scene came up and then he said it. And I was like, in my head, I'm like, no way. No way. God. And then, of course, she turned and was like, did you steal your first line? I'm like, I guess I did, but it definitely was unintentional. I'm really sorry about that.
Oh my God, that's too funny. I love that. So that was the beginning of the end, maybe, for that.
Yeah, maybe she was like, I can't be with a guy who just every line out of his mouth is out of a movie. Yeah. So my question for you, Nicole, Adam was Wednesday. You guys kissed. You said you usually don't kiss on the first date. Did you kiss Monday, Tuesday?
No. That's how I knew. No, they were horrible. Awesome. Like, one guy didn't even walk me to the car, or like, I just felt it. Like, you just know. And honestly, Tuesday, my Tuesday guy didn't. I just felt that was an ex. And then Monday,
Tuesday's a bad day.
I feel bad. Monday was like this dentist that was like really sweet, but he kind of had stomach issues at the end of the date. It was hilarious. So this is really bad. I called him like whatever, diarrhea dentist. Because I think he had like stomach issues at the end, so he was like, I have to go, I'm so sorry. But he was super nice. But
was he stinking up the joint? Was he far?
No, he was like telling me, he's like, I have to go. He's like, I have to get up, I have to go.
Oh my god, he ran out of the date.
No, basically, he walked me to the car, but he was like, I'm so sorry.
Oh, well, at least he took the time to walk into the car. Man, what a story that would be for this dentist guy. If he was like, dude, I went on a date one time and I was trying to be a gentleman and I had to go to the bathroom, but I didn't want to tell her, to the point where I walked her to the car.
Literally.
And then because I walked her to the car, I didn't make it to the toilet and ended up just pooping my pants.
Oh, I wonder if he didn't. Who knows?
I hope he didn't. I mean, listen, diarrhea dentist, if you are listening to this podcast right now, DD, the double D's, I'm sure he's happily married right now. He's a dentist.
Probably,
I'm sure he's doing very well for himself.
Yeah.
But man, what a story that would be.
I know.
It's the worst. When you have to, I'm sure as females, listen, we all poop, but when you are on a date and you go to dinner and then like, oh, it's just the worst when you're like, I I have to just fart. I have to let one go. And you can't. You just got to hold it in.
I know.
And, oh, my God, especially, mm-hmm. like, the times where, you know, you have a date with someone, you go to dinner, and then you end up staying at their place. Even not a first date, but, like, yeah. you know, you're still so new into the relationship. And as a guy, it's like, oh, like, I'm, yeah. it's, I just need to be by myself for a little while. Because if not, I'm going to scare you the hell away.
It's so true. I haven't even thought of that. But yeah, those first couple of days are, scary.
Yeah, but they're also very fun because amazing. You feel yeah. most alive, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Tuesday did not walk you to the door. He just, you guys walked out and he was like, all right, have a good one.
Yeah, basically have a good one. Like, I'll text you, have a good one. I'm like, mm-mm.
Yeah, Adam was the winner. What a good story then. You had dates lined up all week for 2 weeks. And then Monday, Tuesday, you didn't even kiss the guys. Wednesday, you met Adam. And then Thursday, you left
and
the date
And that was
early.
It. Yeah.
And that was it.
Exactly. And that was it. And Friday, I don't even think I really planned it or scheduled it. You know what I mean? I just kind of like, I had a feeling it was like one of those things. I was literally off the app. Didn't even notice I wasn't even on it because we were just like, you know, now we were talking through text and all that. And then,
yeah, well, you went and hang out with Adam on Friday.
Exactly. And we did. Oh, and it was almost, that was the crazy part. We had a lot of coincidences. Like, my birthday and his are a day apart. So, and this was my birthday week. I think that's why I was all like in a good mood. I was like, I can set up these dates. It was like a lot of stuff was going on in my life, like really good things. And I go, yeah, my birthday Saturday, I'm going out. And he's like, oh, mine's Sunday. So I ended up seeing him that Friday. Like, that was crazy. Like, that same week we planned to see each other and he was with me when the clock struck like midnight for my birthday. That's pretty crazy. It was like that. It was just like one of those things you can't explain.
Yeah. Right instant. Time, right place.
Exactly.
100%. Well, that's awesome. Congratulations. It's super exciting. Oh, you're very welcome.
You.
So 3 years. The obvious question is, do you think that you guys will get married?
I had a feeling this was going to come up, but definitely, like, absolutely. I think so and hope so. And we kind of imply it and like we play house already and things like that.
Do you live together?
I'm in the middle of it because I'm still like, I come from a very like traditional Cuban Miami background where like you kind of wait until you get engaged to move in or wait until you get married. So my grandmother, all like, until the ring, you know, until I get that ring, like maybe you should not totally move in yet.
Totally.
But I'm pretty much moved in. Like, I have a room, my office. Like, I'm in his apartment right now.
That was like Ashley and I. You know, it was the same thing where she was, she told me that we weren't going to live together until we got engaged. And, but I mean, I was over her place 5
exactly.
nights a week.
Exactly.
And half my stuff was there.
Yeah.
So, yes, officially we did not move in together, but we were pretty much moved in. Then, of course, we got engaged and then we started moving in together.
Yeah.
Well, that's super exciting. So have you guys talked about a proposal? Has he mentioned anything? Do you think it might come soon? Are we putting too much pressure on Adam?
Exactly. Well, what's funny is that his little brother, who's just like 2 years younger, is getting married next year in 2023. So I feel like we have to wait for that. We have to. Like, hello, you're not going to take the thunder, steal the thunder. So we have to wait until his brother gets married. And
well, you don't have to wait
deal.
To get engaged.
That's
you know,
true.
That's different.
I have a feeling he will. He's very like organized by the books. Like, he'll wait until all that commotion is like settled. And but I think that put marriage in his mind, you know?
Yeah. Oh, totally.
His
especially
brother
if you're your younger
engaged.
Brother.
Yeah.
And it's your younger brother, you know? There's like a little competition. Mm-hmm. You're like, shit, my younger brother's getting married and I'm not. I've been with this girl for 3 years. I got to step up to the plate.
Exactly.
So I have seen Dean pop in and out of this podcast. So we're going to see if Dean is able to make a quick appearance here and say hello. And then we also have some hot topics coming up. And I was just informed that Dean will not be making an appearance on this podcast today, unfortunately.
Yes.
But we do have some hot topics coming up right after this quick break.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride.
We're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear.
What did we learn today?
Learning is so cool.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to Help, I Suck at Dating. We have Nicole here. Dean is once again out, but he is alive. We can confirm he's a little bit back on the grid from Pakistan. I don't know if he's still, I think he's still there, which is why his Wi-Fi is so bad. But we do have some hot topics we want to get into. This is an article about Bradley Cooper. Do you like Bradley Cooper, Nicole?
Yeah, I do. Definitely. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
He's a good guy.
In A Star Is Born, huge man crush.
Obsessed. Me too.
All obsessed. I want in life is to be able to perform Shallow live and not suck.
I understand that. Because I feel like I come from a singing background and like musical theater and all that. So I totally get it. Like I love singing. Belting that song when it came out, I was just belting it in the car like once a day.
Oh my God. That Lady Gaga part where it's like,
yeah.
Oh my That's God. You. It's just, God, yeah. It's such a great movie, great song.
Yeah.
But Bradley Cooper back together with ex Irina.
I saw that.
Arena Shake. Thank you. Mm-hmm. 3 years after they split. Now, Bradley Cooper, so he was, I remember when these two broke up.
Yeah.
Because it was right around when A Star Is Born came out. And everybody in the world, including myself, was shipping Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
They were.
Do you remember that Oscar performance?
Yes, I knew you were going to bring that up. I could see it in my brain because it was like very zoomed in. They were in the piano, like sharing a mic. Yes,
oh
I know what you're talking
and
about.
He was like behind her and she was looking at him over her shoulder. And there was a moment where they were about to kiss. And I'm like, these two definitely want to make out right now. Get that. This, it reminded me, honestly, of Ashley and myself, not to like be that, conceited. But in terms of, there'd be so many times where Ashley and I hung out and people were like, you guys are obviously into each other. Why are you just friends? When I was watching that, I was like, listen, Bradley, I got Tom Brady on the mind. Bradley, Lady, you guys obviously are into each other. Just make out and make the entire world happy, please.
Yeah. That's what made the movie so good, their chemistry. And I think she's very artistic and intense. So, like, yeah, I could see that totally happening.
I love that. I love how intense she is. I love intense people.
But I think Bradley right now is like, Well, he's co-parenting with Arena.
Yes.
And I think it has something to do with that. So I'm not 100% convinced that they're back together.
Nobody really knows, but the couple got a little cozy on this tropical vacation. So Bradley and his Arena, they sparked obviously rumors they're back together. They took a romantic looking vacation together 3 years after their split. Now, this was this past weekend. Yeah. She shared a series of photos on Instagram, and they were seen smiling from ear to ear while she posed with large pigs on a beautiful beach. They probably went to that pig island.
Yeah, that everyone
goes to. Ben's season. Did you watch Ben Higgins' season of The Bachelor?
Yeah, I did.
I remember there was a group date where they went to some sort of beach where they swam with pigs.
Yeah, that's the Exumas in the Bahamas.
So that's probably where they went. Yeah. So listen, a picture is obviously worth a thousand words. And you can't really tell. It's tough because anytime you post something with an ex or somebody you've had any type of a romantic relationship with, people are immediately going to think that you're either back together or you're dating. So I'm curious if they are back together because, they co-parent, like you said, so that adds a different element into it. Like, for example, if Jennifer Gardner and Ben Affleck posted a picture together right now.
Yeah.
I'm curious. I wonder how J-Lo would feel about that, actually. Yeah, I guess it's different because he just married J-Lo.
It's definitely different. Yeah, definitely different. And then I remember just Irina, I don't know, I'm very into like the gossip blogs and like celebrity stuff. And I know too perfect, but like last year she was even spotted, remember, with Kanye West, Irina, like during that breakup, like 2 years ago during Fashion Week, there was like pictures of them together, Irina and Kanye.
Was Kanye with him at the time?
Yeah, like, I don't know. There was like a lot of drama with that speculation. And like, so I actually think both of them have been pretty much single these past 3 years. So if they did try to make it work, like, I'd be happy, Arena and Bradley.
So do you think, I'm going to ask you more about this gossip. Was there any cheating allegations between these two?
No cheating. Okay. But I think like Kim and Kanye had been like long gone. Like they've been co-parenting for a while. Like, as you could even see, like it unfold on the Kardashians.
Yep.
Like, you know,
Totally. Yeah. You're speaking Ashley's language right now. She
She needs to hop on.
I know, seriously. Do you like the new Kardashian show on Hulu?
A little bit, but I couldn't even finish the first season. So
really?
Different. Yeah.
Ashley loves it so much more.
Really?
She said that she had looked forward to every single new episode more so than the old Kardashian show, and she loved the old Kardashian show, but she loved the Hulu one even more.
Mm. I think this one, they use all their own people. You could tell they all look prettier. Their makeup is better. Like, the lighting, I feel like since they're directing it more than E! News or E! Entertainment, whoever was in charge, they have a lot of control over like how they look, like what they're saying.
That makes sense.
The storylines are more like what we want to see versus
That's what Ashley gathers as well. She says they also break the fourth wall.
Exactly.
In this new one, which is pretty cool. But anyway, back to Bradley Cooper and his ex. I don't know. I mean, it's tough when you have kids in this situation. It's like, of course you're going to hang out. Of course as long as you guys are on good terms, you're always going to be around your kids, be together. Now, granted, the picture they saw, I saw it as well, where they were on a beach. And first of all, Bradley Cooper looks a little different in that photo. I don't know if it's because he's clean shaven.
Maybe a movie, or like, you never know with him. You know, he loses weight, gets ripped. I need to look it up.
He looked skinny. I mean, he looks ripped, but he looked skinny because I was like, oh, shit, that's Bradley Cooper. I didn't even notice. But, I mean, listen, they looked very happy. Yeah. And who knows? Maybe they are back together. I don't really know what happens in their personal lives.
Yeah, I'd be happy, honestly, just because I know they haven't openly been dating anyone. So, I'd be happy.
Totally. Mm-hmm. All right, so in the next hot topic, moving on from Bradley Cooper to Leonardo DiCaprio.
This is what I was waiting for.
I mean, obviously, this is what everybody's talking about. He broke up with his 25-year-old girlfriend, Camila Morrone. I think that's how you pronounce it. They'd been dating for, 3 years, I think it was? That's what I saw. And then they just broke up. I mean, this dude doesn't date. It's becoming comical now. This dude doesn't date anybody who's over 25.
Well, that is crazy, but I just feel like they're like his little companions. Like that's why he just goes through them. And he actually is with them for a while, like 3 years. That's kind of a long time, which is like surprising. Yeah. And I just think he doesn't like I don't know, probably a mature woman who can challenge him at his level and be a partner. Kind of like how, what's his name? George Clooney surprised the world when he stopped just dating models and met Amal, who is this amazing, like, human rights, civil rights attorney. You know how he changed the game, and we kind of all thought Leo would follow in that path. Or I thought so. Like, by now he would find, you know, a powerhouse woman to be like his, you know, his partner.
Totally. Kind of like, you know, mm-hmm. Brady. I mean, Brady was with Bridget Monaghan, but then Brady ended up with Giselle, and that was like his powerhouse woman after a while. And Ben Affleck obviously was Jennifer Garner, but he ended up with his powerhouse woman with J-Lo. It's like, you know, these guys, I feel like when they're such celebrities, George Clooney, you stay single and you do what you want, but then at some point you kind of settle down. I think the same thing happened with Derek Jeter. I forget his wife, but I don't think Jeter got married till like his mid-30s. You know, he just waited later in life. DiCaprio is so funny because they were talking about other women that he's dated who are 25 years or younger at the time of their relationship. Mm-hmm. Kate Moss, Helena Christensen, Naomi Campbell, Bar Raffaelli?
Yeah.
Okay, wow, I said that properly. Damn. Nina Agdal, mm-hmm. and obviously Giselle, that's crazy. Giselle was younger than 25 when they dated. I guess that makes sense because they broke up in 2005, and Giselle's got to be in her mid-40s now. She's probably the same age as Tom. That's crazy. Yeah. That was almost 20 years ago. Holy shit.
I don't like that.
It's the worst. You want to hear how... My wife and I opened up a coffee shop, and it's right next to a college, so we hire a lot of the university is called URI. We hire a lot of college students, and there was this girl that I was talking to, sweetest girl ever. I work a lot. She's there a lot as well, and we were talking about high school, and then I was like, well, you know, times were different. You went to high school like 2 years ago because she's 19, and I was like, I graduated high school in 2006, and she goes, 2006? Six, I was 3 years old. And I'm like, thank you. Thank you so much, Alicia. While I could just cry in the bathroom. You were three when I graduated high school? Holy shit. Aww. It's just the worst. But anyway, back to DiCaprio. Yeah, it's crazy. Leo, I'm so fascinated with Leo's personal life because
I know.
Like, he's such a, you know, an environmental activist. Mm-hmm. His relationship with Kate Winslet has always fascinated me, mm-hmm. because they seem so close. Like anytime these two are in public, it's almost, I don't want to say weird, but they're such best friends, and they just seem to be in love with each other, if I'm being honest. Uh-huh. But maybe they are in just a friendly way.
But I actually think it's because they burst onto the scene in the 90s, like that's when they both became like breakout stars, and they had Titanic. Each other during that movie. And he was doing back to back Romeo and Juliet, all these other films at that time. So I think they have that bond. They were like literally so young. They were kind of around the same age. So I just think it's more like brother, sister. I don't really see it as like, romantic, but I don't know.
No, you're right.
I think there's
obviously
like,
so do they.
Yeah. They have history. They have like the craziest history, and
Yeah, I don't really, and also to get back to, you know, him, DiCaprio breaking up with Camila, I've never been a guy like with age difference as long as you guys are both adults and you're in love. Like, I remember Dane Cook, he recently got engaged to his girlfriend who he's like in his mid-40s, and I think she was like 23, 24, something like that, and they just got engaged. But like, they've been together for, you know, a couple of years. They're happy. I mean, whatever. Who gives a shit? But, This is just funny because holy shit, he can't date anybody who's over 25.
I know.
It's like he's doing it intentionally, which is why I'd love to get into the mind of Leonardo DiCaprio because he does such a good job of keeping his personal life personal. And yet
he has to,
but it's funny because yes, his personal life is so personal. We don't really know too much about him. And yet we know so much about him. Like, we know that he goes out all the time. We know that he likes
the paparazzi. We always see him like on the beach or a boat or yacht. Yeah.
Totally. Mm-hmm. And then we know that he's dating these people. And so he does such a good job of like giving us enough to keep mm-hmm. his name out there, but not giving us too much where we get tired of hearing about him. Because he's one of these guys.
He's not on Instagram. Yeah.
He's not on Instagram.
Jennifer Aniston, all these people slowly, like Reese Witherspoon, they, I think their agents told them, like, listen, like, if you want to be relevant and maintain your relevancy, like, you have to start getting on Instagram, which is why you see Jennifer Garner, all these people just posting, like, reels and this and that. Because, like, totally. Their agents are probably like, you need to be on there. But,
yeah
for him, changed. George Clooney, yeah, they're still fighting it. But who knows? Like, five years from now, we might see him on.
I don't know, because Hollywood's changed where you don't, you know, 20, 30 years ago, it was all these actors would just do, you know, late night talk shows. And then that would be the only time you'd really see them is if they were doing interviews mm-hmm. or talk shows to promote a movie or if they were at the Academy Awards. That's why I feel like the Oscars was such a big deal 20, 30 years ago, because it was like the only time that you got to see your favorite celebrities. Now they're all over the place because we live in a world where, like you said, it's you can really build a business by following people's lives. And I think these actors have realized this, that in order to stay more relevant, which is part of your job, you need to really showcase more of your life on social media, which is why you see so many people, especially of an older demographic, going on Instagram and TikTok and so you know, on and on and on. So, but it's interesting because guys like Leonardo DiCaprio have not done that, and yet they are still the he is still the biggest, probably the biggest celebrity in the world. Like,
for sure.
I would say also Dwayne the Rock Johnson is there, and there's a bunch of other names that you could say, like, who's the biggest celebrity in the world. But in terms of acting, is there another guy in that works in Hollywood right now that you look forward to his movies coming out more? Like, when the DiCaprio movie comes out, that is a freaking event.
That is an event. I guess you used to say maybe Will Smith back in the day, like, well, now not so much anymore because of the, you know, all the controversy and whatever, but box office hit. And then I guess like Robert De Niro, all these people are way too old now,
it's because he's able to kind of keep himself hidden a little bit that anytime he does mm-hmm. do a movie, and he doesn't do too many movies, you know, he doesn't a movie a year or anything like that. I feel like a DiCaprio movie comes out once every 3 years. And so every 3 years when he does do a movie, it's an event and it's freaking cool, man. Yeah, I'm fascinated with DiCaprio. So, I mean, whatever. He can do no wrong, you know? Like, it was probably a great 3 years for both Leo and Camila.
And for her especially. Oh, my God.
I'm just her very curious who he dates next.
That's true. I kind of want to see him, though. Let's see. Settling down. It would be, like, fun to see.
It'd be so fun to see.
Yeah. Baby Leos, or I just want to see that. Like, that side of him. So, let's see.
Yeah. I agree. That's why I'm interested to see who he dates next. Is he going to go with someone who's below 25 again and just go with
the trend? That's so funny. Like, that's why I love the internet. Like, people who, it started with, like, a chart that someone made, I saw, and it blew up into, like, a TikTok sensation. But it's hilarious how nothing is private.
No, and there's part of me that thinks that he's just trolling us if he continues to do it. Like, he knows exactly what he's doing, and he's just gonna troll the entire world and be like, I'm gonna date someone who's 22 in 3 years, I'll break up with them, and then I'll do it all over again.
Or I think also, like, women by the age of 25, where they're like pretty much their maturity level is at a 30-year-old level. I think a woman who's 25, like, kind of is like, whoa, maybe they're leaving him. 25, you never know.
This is true. Yeah. What if Camila broke up with Leo?
You never know. Why do we assume that he's dropping on like flies when these women are turning 25 and maybe like having hallelujah moments? Like, why am I still with this old man?
Because I have a hard time believing someone would break up with Leonardo.
You never know. You never know.
This is a fair point. Fair point. Again, we don't know much about his dating life, but or his life in general. One more hot topic before we get. Before we wrap this podcast up, man, it's flying by. Nicole, once again, thank you so much for coming on.
I know. Awesome. You're welcome.
So Tom Schwartz admitted that he overlooked Raquel Levi's before split from Katie Malone. Do you know anything about this, Nicole?
Wait, honestly, this is the first celebrity you've mentioned where I'm like, I need to Google this.
So watch Vanderpump Rules?
No.
Okay, that would be why. So Tom is from Vanderpump and so is Raquel.
I know who they are. I know who they are now. I've seen them on Instagram, but I'm not too familiar.
All right. So let me give you a little breakdown of what's going on. So Tom was gushing about his Vanderpump Rules co-star Raquel weeks before they hooked up at Shania Shay's wedding to Brock Davis. So this is what Tom had to say. He said, she's cool as shit. And he said during a recent episode of the podcast. Now, he went on to say that it felt like he overlooked the former server, because obviously, that makes sense. Vanderpump Rules is about a restaurant.
Yeah.
Could you imagine being a server at a restaurant and then having this show just blow up?
So true. That'd be
it's crazy. Because I remember I've always worked in restaurants, and I've always thought that restaurants would make the most interesting reality TV show because there are people hooking up, there are divorces, there is drama, there are people who hate each other, there's liquor. It's just it would make such a good reality TV show. So when Vanderpump Rules came out, it was, it made so much sense.
Yeah,
it made so much sense. And obviously they have spinoffs now. Have you ever been to the bar in LA?
I haven't.
So when Ashley and I lived in WeHo, we lived like 4 minutes from there, and we only went there once. But it was always crazy busy, and it was such like a tourist attraction, because if you go to LA and you're a reality TV fan, you want to go to the Vanderpump Rules bar, which I forget the name of it off the top of my head now.
Yeah, that makes so much sense.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Hey! It's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride.
We're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites!
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way!
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear!
What did we learn today?
Learning is so cool!
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I love reality TV, but not like for some reason, the Vanderpump whole series. I feel like I'm too late to the game. Like I'm too old. Like I'm already too late.
Wow. You can binge it.
I guess I could. Yeah.
Yeah. you could binge it.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to start. Maybe I'll I just finished watching The Bear on Hulu.
I've heard that's good.
It's really good. It's about restaurant drama. So you probably would like it. But I'm more into those type of series now, like very serious, written, scripted, like intense series on Hulu and Netflix. That's kind of more my thing.
Yeah, but every once in a while, you just need like a reality TV show
really
to make
bad.
You feel better about yourself. Yes. Yeah, just
literally. That's like Selling Sunset. I have been watching Selling Sunset. And
I tried watching that. I have a tough time watching reality TV, which is quite ironic. I do love Jersey Shore, though, or I used to. I used to watch that all the time.
Yes, me too.
So anyway, so Tom talked about overlooking his co-star Raquel when they were on the show together. So while he was in a relationship with Katie Malone, he talks about, I was so caught up in my own little world and I was married. I never took time to get to know Raquel. She was always cool. I just never took the time to invest in her. That's a horrible way to phrase it. He goes on. I never really gave her a chance. He talks about the depth of her character, all these great qualities that he has. And then, so Shay asked him to play a game of F, marry, kill. And he gave him, I forget who he was, but he pretty much said that I would marry Raquel. So apparently there's some definite, sparks flying. So my question to you is, this guy, Tom, says that he overlooked Raquel while he was with someone else. So how would you handle your ex dating or hooking up with one of your friends? Because here's the kicker. It seems like Katie and Raquel are friends.
Yeah, it's just a nightmare. This is just
it's
a bad
the definition
situation.
This of guy, reality TV.
This guy loves mess, clearly. Like, he loves it. Like, he just, I don't know. He kind of wants both. He wants the best of both worlds. I think he's not even over his ex, and he kind of is into Raquel. Like, he kind of wants to date both. Sounds
yeah,
like.
Dude, if I was Katie. So Katie's the girl that was married to Tom, and then apparently now Tom is looking back and was like, well, actually, looking back on it, I never gave Raquel a chance because I was with Katie.
Well, duh.
Duh,
you didn't give her a chance. You were with someone.
Dude, I feel like people forget that commitment is, a choice. And
that's
you have
crazy.
To actually make that choice every day to commit to your partner. It's like, that's why sometimes I get really pissed off when people are, they're always constantly looking for, something that doesn't exist. You know, I think they're looking for the perfect relationship, and it's like that doesn't exist, and you're only making excuses as to why you shouldn't be with this person. And I feel like that's probably what happened with him. I don't know, I'm making assumptions. But then to go back and say, "Oh yeah, you know, I'm into like I never gave her friend a chance because I was with her." Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, you were with someone. And I feel like this generation, even like on social media, there's like that's why it is so tempting to go on apps. Like, there's just so many options. I think some people, like, guys, or like, they have a problem just committing to one. Like, the idea of commitment is scarier than ever because there's more apps and more people. And, like, everyone has a problem with that these days. And this guy's just, he sounds like an idiot.
I'm curious how Raquel feels about this. Like, Tom going on the podcast airwaves and being like, I'm kind of into her. And I wonder how Raquel feels about that, because if she's still friends with Katie, which is his ex, that just makes for a messy situation that nobody wants to go down. And maybe, like, the article kind of goes on and talks about how they were at the wedding together, this Shay's wedding, and that there's a possibility that Tom and Raquel made out. It might even be confirmed. Mm. So if they did make out at the wedding, like, I don't know, man. I kind of feel bad for Raquel. She might have been drunk. Yeah. She was kind of,
hanging out with Tom, who knows
what was going on with her, and then they made out, and all of a sudden Tom was like, oh shit, like maybe there's something here, which is fine, but don't announce it publicly, like let it breathe a little bit, especially if Raquel's still friends with Katie. She probably feels super guilty about what happened.
Yeah, or if she's not guilty, then maybe like that friendship is out the door and this will be the new couple, or
I've never been in like a situation where I'm trying to think of a situation I've been in outside of Bachelor, because Bachelor doesn't count because we're all thrown into, especially Paradise. We're
thruples
thrown on
one
beach. It's like there's obviously going to be love triangles on the beach. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to think of a situation where I was into somebody, but I was into their friend more. I had a buddy of mine who was definitely into, I won't say who it is, but he was married. And he always thought that his wife's sister was way harder than his wife.
Wow, that's heated.
I know. I felt so
bad.
Heated. I was like, damn, that's not good.
I don't like that.
I know.
But they're still together?
They're not together. Okay,
you see?
So yeah, I mean, obviously there was a reason.
Yeah. But, that's a red flag right there.
Oh my god, yeah. No shit. Yeah. It's a huge red flag.
Yeah, like the biggest.
You can't admit that shit. You just gotta take that to the grave.
No, yeah.
Yeah, but have you ever been in a situation like that where either you were with somebody and you were like, I think I like their friend more?
I don't know. Like my first boyfriend ever, like he was in the middle of breaking up with his girlfriend when he started talking to me. It just got messy, and I had known her since high school. So we weren't really friends, but like we were in the same circle of like girls. And I just like probably that was the biggest red flag that he wasn't fully like broken up with her yet when he started talking to me. You know what I mean? Just like messy. Like I don't like that. Now, like looking back, I would have never even started with him.
Yeah.
You know, because I knew he was still like not totally genuine. And look what happened. It didn't work out either. So you see, there's a pattern to all of this, all these stories that we're telling. It's not good.
And that's guys are stupid.
None of it's good. Yeah, exactly.
That's tough because so like we said, Tom and Katie were together and now they broke up and then Raquel's friends with Katie. And then also Hannah's telling me that Raquel and this guy James were together. I don't know who the hell James is.
This is too much.
It is too much because I don't watch Vanderpump Rules. So I know some names. Like, I'm pretty sure I've met Tom before. and there was also a girl on Vanderpump Rules that got into some flack a few years ago. I don't remember her name, but I met her before, too. Because funny enough, when I first moved to West Hollywood, I bartended at a place called the Belmont, which was in West Hollywood, very close to Vanderpump. And Vanderpump would come to the bar. And it was funny because they knew me from Bachelor. So it was always that awkwardness because, you know, I would like go up and be like, oh, what's up? You know, like, good to see you guys. Can I take your order? So even though it shouldn't have been weird, I just feel very self-conscious about it. Anyhow.
And that was like right off like when you on your Bachelor season, like you.
No,
went,
this was years afterwards. Oh, I didn't move to L.A. until late 2017 and I was on The Bachelorette in 2015. Moved to L.A. because Nick Viall, my very good friend, he convinced me to move and he was like, dude, you should try. You've lived in Rhode Island your entire life. Just come to LA. You can live with me. This was after him and Vanessa broke up, so he had an apartment in Los Angeles and plenty of room in it. He was probably just lonely and wanted a roommate, but he was also very sweet that he was like, bro, just move here. So I moved there for about 2 months. I was not a fan of LA, but that's when everything started happening.
See?
Ashley and I.
Meant
so that's
to be.
What made me to stay. It really was. It really worked out because I needed to be in LA at that time because I needed to be around Ash. I couldn't. Yeah, I'm curious what would have happened if I lived in Rhode Island at the time that she went on Winter Games.
I remember I watched that whole entire season of Winter Games.
No, oh, fuck that season.
How crazy.
Nobody likes that. Nobody likes
that show. That whole show. Yeah, I know. That was a
Dude, you know what's funny that everybody forgets, which I actually love about that. You know, which makes sense. Nobody, you know, Kevin and Astrid are happily together. Ashley and I are happily together. So nobody even remembers.
Exactly.
But it's so funny because people will come up to me and be like, oh, I really, you know, they'll talk about Ash. Be like, oh, I really, you know, also Winter Games. That was fun to watch. And I was like, yeah. And then they don't even think because they just like forgot who the couples were or who's together. Yeah. They were just like, oh, yeah, that was a fun little show. Yeah, I forgot about that. I'm like, yeah, I mean, that show sucked. And then like they were like, oh. And I was like, well, Ashley dated someone else. And they're like, oh, my God, that's right. I'm like, yeah, that's right.
So true.
That's
You're right. even yeah. reminding me right now.
No, I know. Oh no, all bad things. But anywho, how the hell did we even get on that conversation?
I don't know. But, oh, the reality, Vanderpump.
Oh, yeah, Vanderpump yeah. That was when I was in L.A., all that good stuff. So anyway, for my final thoughts on this is I don't know. I think also, you know, I don't know how long ago Tom and Katie broke up. It might be years, but it's so messy when you start dating your ex's friends, even if it's like 2 or 3 years later, especially if they're close. If Katie and Raquel are close friends, I don't know.
He's playing with fire there. But obviously this is like part of the show and they're all in that world, like you said. So it's like... It's hard to judge, like, because they're also close and being filmed and whatever. But
I'm just thinking
in real life, this would be the biggest red flag. I'd be like, this guy is.
Well, what would you think about the friend? You know, what if a friend came up to you and was like, I actually really into him?
I don't know. It unfortunately would probably ruin the friendship.
I agree.
She's choosing one or the other. You choose your girl or my ex.
Yeah, I think I would. If somebody came up to me and was like, hey, listen, I really like your ex. I want to date them.
Forget it. Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say probably exactly what you're about to say. What were you going to say?
Yeah, like go ahead, but it's probably going to affect our relationship. You know, it is what it is.
Because I probably wouldn't be able to see them together, which means I wouldn't be able to hang out with my friend. Because it would just be too, it would be too weird. It would bring up too many emotions and feelings, and just I wouldn't want to put myself in that situation, which would really suck. Like, I wish you guys the best, but that means that it would affect our friendship. And, you know, listen, if it's the love of your life, then go for it. But, whew, messy situations, right? I'll tell you.
And girl code, you never mess with girl code or bro code. Like, there's just certain rules that are like ingrained in all dating, whether you're famous or not. And that's one of them that you don't cross, you know?
I think girl code is a very real thing. I think guy code is such bullshit. I don't think guys stick to guy code at all. If a guy was out and could hook up with a friend's ex,
he would.
And he was like, he would. He would 100%. I mean, unless you have a super loyal friend, which is a great friend. But I think a majority of guys would be like, he'll be fine with it. He'll be fine with
it.
All right. Well, we are running out of time. Nicole, I wanted to thank you once again for joining us on the podcast. You've been amazing. And Dean, if you're listening, which I don't think you are, but we love you. And we're excited to have you back on the podcast next week, where hopefully your Wi-Fi will suck a little less. Yeah. Nicole, you are joining us on Thursday for our callers episode of Help I Suck at Dating. We're going to take some callers live here on the podcast, answer some questions, give some dating advice, hopefully good advice, probably some bad advice too from me, not Nicole. Nicole gives good advice. So make sure you guys tune in then, of course, and hopefully we'll suck a little less.
Follow Help I Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/One Love to try it free now.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.